the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
This guy and his friend are out rock climbing. I assume this is how Joe and Carl speak to each other when they're dilly-dallying up their hills with their little mats and strings.
It does. This is exactly it.
And they're wearing helmets. Do you wear a helmet, Joe?
I have not, but I actually am going to get a helmet next time I plan on heading outside to climb.
Because of the wise words of this wiener?
I had decided before this, but this was the linchpin.
Okay.
Sometimes you just need a little cinnamon on a top.
Exactly.
So it's they've got the camera set up. One guy's up a little higher, and then the Joe is down low here.
Yep.
Get ready to climb.
And that's why we wear a helmet. Did you see that?
Yeah.
I would have been tripped to the ER, Gavin. Can you believe that? Oh my gosh. That would have been a trip to the ER had I not been wearing a helmet.
Stop talking like that.
I know.
Oh my God.
Why does your partner have a weird name that sounds coming out of your mouth 1,000 times?
Why do you sound like you should be asking for 2 pence in order to support your family?
Why do I hate
this kid so much? I am so team rocking the head. In this video,
he's got to have a name like Templeton Wentworth.
He does.
Oh, I hate this kid in a rich family.
He's a total dandy.
He is. I bet if he actually got high enough into the frame, you'd see that he's wearing spats.
I know.
Let's play the entire thing again.
That's why we wear a helmet, Gavin.
Gavin's not climbing because he enjoys climbing. He's trying to get away from this. Person.
I don't know. I think Gavin might have thrown the rock. It came from a similar location.
I got to imagine.
Right. Well, he's like, quit following me, Patsy.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, well, the noise that Gavin makes when he's up there, he sounds like someone who might throw a rock and go rock break. He just grunts.
And that's why we wear a helmet. Did you see that? I would have been tripped to the ER.
Yeah.
Dude, that guy should not be leading. None of you should be doing this.
Yeah.
Gosh, it's like that kid was like, I hope a rock hits me in the head so I can lecture Gavin. Because it started, it was like the rock pressed go in his brain.
Yeah, you know, right before that.
Take a minute to look around and see if everything's fine.
I want to hear his noise again.
Do you see that?
Yeah.
His arms caught in a rock like 127 hours.
Is that Hasselhoff eating a burger?
That's what they're looking.
Please play it from the beginning 1,000 more times.
And that's why we wear a helmet. Did you see that? I would have been tripped to the ER, Gavin.
I would have been tripped to the ER, Gavin.
Gavin, righteous am I.
Nature thrust its rocky fist upon my head, Gavin.
Gavin, while we're discussing things I don't care for, no more sharing of my Netflix password. That is stealing just like anything else, Gavin.
Don't throw a part of the 100-acre wood at me, Gavin.
Oh my gosh. That would have been a trip to the ER had I not been wearing a helmet.
Gavin stopped carrying it.
He's like, yeah, I got it. I know. You've been badgering about wearing a helmet for like 8 years, and finally something hit you in the stupid head.
Right now, Gavin is ensuring that there's only like 1 point on the acre, but it looks like three when he gets up there.
Yep. But the beratement didn't stop there. It just kept going.
Hey, wait, did you hear about my console? Intermission!
Rock on my head, Gavin!
It's Chesterly. There's shrimp jam at the top of the cliff, Gavin.
Kids are stupid.
This text, OF that, Gavin threw the rock comment, made spicy hot ramen come out of my nose and onto my desk.
Oh, that's the only direction hot ramen should go.
That's why we swallow, Gavin.
Now that's something he'll say to Gavin, because we don't want to ruin mommy's furniture.
Oh my god!
So Joe, that is how you talk when you rock climb?
100% yes.
Yeah, very proper.
Deadass, that was me.
I don't even want to play anything else. All right, but anyway,
I want to watch that kid.
I want to watch him get hit in the head with that rock more often
until he finally perishes.
Yeah. Till the helmet finally disintegrates.
I'm in a circle of hell, Gavin. The rock hits my head, but I don't die. I've been living this for an eternity.
That's his Groundhog Day. Some days I eat the rock, only to find myself to be back here the next day. Gavin, you grow more dim each time.
Oh, bother. I'm here back again.
The woods are lovely this time of year, but all I hear is Sonny and Cher every day when I wake up.
Did I tell you I learned a language?
Oh.
Nope.
No?
Could you play it again? You don't have to, but if it's still available,
and
I want you to.
Rock Climbing's Wildest Bloopers Volume 1 is just this video over and over again.
And that's why we wear a helmet. Did you see that?
Get the Benny Hill music now.
It would have been better though if Gavin had worn the helmet and the rock fell on that kid and he was really injured and then Gavin said that's why we wear helmets.
He said it broke my climbing petunias.
That'll do nothing for my cranium.
And this education. Do that again, Gavin.
Now I'm gonna need a bigger top hat.
This educational snuff video is brought to you by Parents Against Falling Rocks for the benefit of all children.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Oh, boy.
And then there's this. They took a power diesel.
This was amazing.
Right? Like a...
It's like a diesel pickup truck.
Yeah, but okay. It's not so powered.
It's not powered.
Was it a power stroke diesel?
I don't know.
I mean, is it out of a Ford?
I'm trying to show you up.
I'm going to need to know.
I believe it's a Dodge truck.
Oh, that's a Cummins.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Throw out more things.
Yeah.
You're losing good. The race.
I don't care.
It's a Hemi. Hemispherical cylinders. That's what that means.
Well, anyway.
They find a better head.
On the top of a car treadmill. Made it go really fast.
Yeah, fasty walkie.
Mm-hmm.
And it couldn't take it.
So this is at like a competition. Some type of like horsepower competition or something.
Boy, that looks like a good time.
Yeah.
Come on. Look at all that smoke.
Yes.
Now it looks fun.
Yeah. You know, when
why we don't wear our seatbelt, Gavin. You have to inject from the cab.
Check this out.
Oh,
it's just a piston.
Yeah, just a piston. No big deal.
Wow, they're really far away.
Brother.
Okay, so...
Yay, we're all moderately hurt.
Yay, that was a $60,000 engine.
Right.
Oh,
thank you for singeing off my eyebrows.
Wow. And of course that guy up there has...
Of course, he has a Leatherman right yeah. there with him.
With pliers.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Ready to pick up something hot.
But, no. I mean, that thing, the thing that he's holding, there's smoke just pouring off of it.
Bro, that is a piston.
Okay, is this promised with every ticket purchase?
Yeah.
I assume so.
Yeah,
and, you know, and if you get an early bird special, you get a new set of cargo shorts.
That's the only thing. That's the only reason you have to buy a ticket, because think about this. There were about 40 hillbillies that we could see in the frame, and until this happened... Those people were all taking videos of trucks turning tires, mm-hmm. but going nowhere, and that is it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To do what with?
Mm-hmm. To look at later.
Probably.
Look at this. Loud noise and smoke.
I know there's a lot of the audience that doesn't want us to go back to Rock Climber Gavin.
Yeah.
But this text from the 701 really makes me laugh at the mere idea of it. I want a TV show with Gavin and his climbing partner with the characters you guys created. The plot is Gavin continually trying to kill his partner while the partner continues to survive but spouts safety reminders every time he unknowingly lives through an attack. This is why we stop, drop, and roll, Gavin.
I'm none the wiser that you did that on purpose.
This is why we don't pull the knife out of the wound, Gavin. The blood will spurt incredibly.
That's why we don't rely solely on the airbags, Gavin.
I told you I don't like to put guns in my mouth, Gavin.
That's why we don't eat big sandwiches before swimming, Gavin.
And that's why you always have a rinse station at the crag.
It's an off-brand Nintendo game.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.